Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Erase the State. Matty K here, flying solo once again. Mikey Two Names cannot be bothered to record an episode. That's fine. Mr. Family Man. But we do have one of our new favorite guests, a regular, it seems, these days, the one and only Citizen Hush from the Alamo Trap House. What's up, brother?
What's going on? Live from the center of the earth.
Yeah.
All funky thing.
That's right. What's going on, man? You survived the winter snowmageddon that we had?
Yeah, we did. We made it through relatively unimpacted. It was cool. Whenever I'm from the East Coast, so like we had hurricane season and shit. It was always cool to watch like people helping. Like that's I feel like emergencies are when like the best to come out of people usually.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, I mean, you're Southern anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So there's always like the hospitality, but like I think people have this like bad impression of the South or like Texas specifically, you know, like we're all kind of like just conservative assholes or something. But like when things do happen, like things pop off, right? Like, I mean, most of my neighbors are Democrats and like, you know, we're all just like outside, everybody's helping each other. Just kind of like, you know, whatever we got to do to keep everybody safe and happy and healthy. Like that's what we do. You know, like I don't care. Just, you know, we're all cool with each other. So I'm going to help you.
We're all humans. We're all just trying to slog our way through this thing.
That's right. But yeah, man. So, I know like we were talking a little bit before this, but yeah, it was funny. Like we have some West Coast neighbors that are across the street from us. They've been in Texas for a long time. Like I think they both went to UT. But you know, they're like city folk and I don't know how to handle city folk mentality. Cause like, you know, we're in a new construction and we have the fireplace, but it's a gas fireplace, which sucks. I miss my wood burning fireplace, but we have gas stoves, but it's, you know, it's 2021. So we have the piezoelectric starters on the gas stoves. Well, they just assumed since the stove wasn't clicking, they couldn't get the stove on. And like, we're outside, like we got coffee, just hanging out in the street, sliding. The kids are on the snow, you know, just like hanging out and shit. And they're like, dude, where'd you get coffee from? It's like, we fucking made coffee in a percolator on the stove. Like, why do you not have coffee? It's like, we didn't know we could run our stove. I'm like, what? Like, I didn't know how to get it started. I'm like, dude, you got a lighter? He's like, yes. I'm like, turn the motherfucker on.
Like, I'm just picturing them like withering away.
That's skeletons. Dude, they were.
Clips. And it's like, yo, dog, you just need to hit the switch.
That's right. Dude, it was so bad.
The rest of us out here eating steak and shit.
Yeah. Dude, like, he was doing like the full on like Tyrone Biggins, like, hey, before you got coffee in that cup? Like, where'd you get that from? Yeah. The wildest thing. Oh, so, man. Anyway, yeah, it takes all types, man. But, it's been about a month, I think, since we talked. Were you our last guest or was somebody else? Shit, I don't even remember. It's been so long. I record so irregularly now that
I remember. Let me check your site real quick on Spotify, I think, or Apple.com. The Boomer Uprising. Uprising.
Yeah, that was me and Paz.
With
that was
Maddie. Me and Paz. Yeah, I was post-election Leather Daddies. We jumped on right after the election.
That's right.
At this point, I think I'm using this podcast as a way to just hang out with you guys.
Hey, that's perfect. I love it, man. Since we couldn't figure out a hunting trip in the meantime, you know, we may as well just do this. So So what you got going on, dude? It's been a while. We haven't talked other than, you know, through the DMs. But what's going on with you and your world?
Yeah, we're just chilling, doing a lot of the same, just shooting pigs, shooting guns, trying not to wreck myself too hard in the crypto world.
Yeah. Well, hey, ETH is pumping, dude. So you should be pretty happy there.
Yeah, I remember. I think it was the last episode I was on. We were talking about like 2018 when I was like looking at trying to buy an apartment complex down in San Antonio, and then I would check my balance and I'd be like, oh, can't afford this place.
Not anymore. Today.
I'm back on top.
Yeah. I'm back, bitch. So I also saw that you've been getting hot and heavy with the 3D printing.
Oh yeah, dude.
Tell me about that. Cause like, so I mean, you know, I've had Control Pew on, and I'm gonna take full credit for having Control Pew on Tim Pool's podcast, because I tweeted about that and people started tagging Sour Patch Liz, and I'm just taking credit for having him on the show. So whether anybody admits it or not, I'm going to say it was Maddie K that did that.
So, there you go.
So shout out to the 3D printed 2A world. But so since I've had him on the show and I follow him on and shit, and I know I shouldn't be asking stupid questions, but like, I've got so many fucking stupid questions that I just cannot figure out via YouTube and or the guide. And your prints look so beautiful. And I mean, I've got an Ender 3 and dude, my shit whiskers like a motherfucker, and I cannot figure it out.
I don't know, dude. Maybe I just got lucky, but I haven't had to troubleshoot mine that much.
That's the only troubleshooting I have. Like, there were some, you know, access issues a little bit, kind of setting it up. Just, I'd never done anything with a 3D printer before, so a little bit of a learning curve, you know. But I'm relatively mechanically inclined, so I got it figured out. But yeah, dude, like, I don't know if it's my PLA that I'm using or what, but it's whiskering like crazy. So
what type of PLA?
It's like it's PLA plus. It is not labeled on the spool. I think it's from a company called like Get3D or something like that.
Got it.
They seemed relatively reputable. I bought a couple of kilos, shipping in keys from overseas. I'm probably going to switch to like, I don't know, something else just to see if it's the filament that's doing it.
That's what I was gonna say. Take a look, just try and test the obvious things first. You know this, like working in the field and stuff. Like,
I'm an engineer. I first, you know how the
Ender 3 comes with like a free like sample filament.
Oh yeah,
I tried doing my first one with that.
I printed like five cats with that, and that was it.
I just threw that shit in the trash. Yeah, I've been using all the stuff I use is Esun PLA plus.
Okay.
I haven't had any issues with it. I've done a couple of Glocks and a couple of ARs at this point, and then a couple of like little knickknacks and stupid things that most people are doing with 3D printers. I haven't had any issues so far. Like, I had a clogged extruder once, and that wasn't even as bad. Like, actually, no, I've had a clogged extruder twice, and everyone talks about that being like the biggest pain in the ass. It wasn't that bad of a deal.
I've heard about that too, and like, I know somebody was recommending like some like little like filter guide thing for the filament or something like that, and I think they tagged Control P, and even he was just like, he was like, I've never had this issue, and I've got like, you know, 100 kilos run through this thing, and like, I've never had that problem. Where are you printing like in a dust storm? Like, why do you need this dust? I don't understand. I haven't had any like too many big problems, but I haven't run that much through it yet. But it's, you know, everything else is fine. It's just, it whiskers like a motherfucker. So like the inside of the Glock frame is like super hard to clean up. And I'm just like, I'm not using that because it's just too much of a pain to try and clean. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I got you. I had a guy on Twitter, you've probably seen me talking to him or retweeting him. He goes by Three Atomics with an X.
I think I have seen that.
He lives out in College Station, and he came over to the house a few times. He's been on a few of my YouTube videos too, and he helped me get my first print up and running and stuff. So having him like walk me through things, like leveling is another big deal too. That's still kind of a dark art to me. It's still pretty much trial and error
for me too. I've got it relatively level because I think some of that is kind of like set it and forget it for like a few runs, right? And I haven't had that many runs since I've started, so I think I'm okay. But yeah, it's kind of like, you know, what thickness paper do I use? And you know, this thing is super manual, and like the screws are like very, very like loosely tightened, and I just like there's a lot of drift in there. Like I.
I just use your standard printer paper. That's all I use.
Yeah. But it seems okay. Like when I printed stuff, like it's fine. And like with the support, you know, I did see that wildfire, baby. Oh yeah. Gotta love it.
This hellfire is, so in the Guns and Bitcoin conference, they're doing the first 3D printed gun competition.
Okay.
I'm gonna build a 22LR AR out of
Nice.
With like a CMMG 22 conversion kit.
Yeah.
And that's probably what I'm going to use. I got like a 7.5-inch upper coming that I'm going to slap that on. I might actually even take the handguard off the upper and the upper receiver and try and print a polymer upper receiver and handguard with.
Oh, like for 22 though. Like, I mean, you're not going to get hot. So
yeah, it'll be fine. Exactly.
Unless you're dumping 22s, which you may.
Yeah, these days.
Shit, 22s are still like 15 cents a round. So.
Yeah, like 22LR now, like if you can find it, it's running about what 9mm used to be on sale.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. It's so like crazy. Are the ammo prices, I know you're living the single life and you got a super duper job, but like, are the current ammo prices like cutting into your range time at all? How are you handling
that? Okay. Absolutely. I remember like when the very first time I came on your show, I was going through about 2,000 rounds a month. I had to dial that back quite a bit. Yeah. Now I'm maybe doing 500 a month.
Okay. Well, and prices were still, they were bad back then, but that was good compared to now.
Yeah, we were like maybe in the middle, like 6 months into all this when I first came on here. And yeah, I'm down to about 500 rounds a month. And like, admittedly, like I have enough ammo to last me, like even at my old burn rate, I have enough ammo to last me probably 4 years. Solid. It's just, I don't want to. Yeah. Remember the last episode? You're like, how much guns and ammo do you have? You have structural damage to your house.
That's right.
But the thing is with me, it's like the thought of having all these ammo cans just empty, like terrifies me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, I used to buy about 1,000 rounds every week or every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Now I'm topping off like 1,000 rounds every month. Like I'll pay $600-$700 for ammo now because I'm just like,
so it's a car payment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I also don't have a car. So.
Oh, so that helps out.
Yeah. That will change probably in May. But,
yeah. So you live in Texas and you don't have a car.
I don't go anywhere. My fiance, she has an SUV.
Okay.
I just use hers. I burnt her Civic down to the ground in May 2020.
How'd you handle that?
I was out hunting. Do you remember in May when we had those tropical storms last year?
Of course.
I was out hunting on this ranch and it was just a day lease. And I was leaving at 3 o'clock in the morning. Torrential downpour. I could barely see through the windshield. Well, a black cow had wandered into the main road.
Oh,
I was only going like 20 miles per hour, but still hit the cow and that's it like went hitting through my wall, windshield.
Dude. Yeah.
The windshield spider webbed. And then once I got my bearings, I turned the car around just to assess the damage. And when I pulled over, I got stuck in the mud. Oh. Keep in mind, it's a Civic.
Yeah.
So I start rocking it, driving reverse, trying to rock out. And then all of a sudden I see this flickering under the hood. And I'm like, that's not supposed to be there.
Is there a work light under there?
I get out of the car and start just unpacking my night vision, all my expensive shit. And within 5 minutes, the entire car was just up in flames.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fucking wild.
Yeah. What do you say? Family pictures, the laptop, the nods.
Yeah, it was bad, dude. I called the ranch owner when it was burning down. He came out to meet me and I thought he was gonna be pissed, but the first thing he does is like he's drunk off his ass. He goes, "Oh, will you look at that?"
That's great.
Yeah, so it's just this 2013 Honda Civic, probably 10-foot flames blowing in the wind. And the car was demolished.
How long did you wait to tell your fiance?
Oh, dude.
Were you engaged at that time?
Yeah. We were. Oh,
okay.
We've been engaged for like 2.5 years.
I was kind of hoping that you were going to say, no, we were just dating then. But like she said yes over the summer. It was cool.
Dude, I texted her and let her know that I hit a cow. And then I fell asleep in one of the cabins that the ranch owner has. Well, I didn't update her after hitting the cow. My fiance drove an hour and a half to Columbus, Texas at 4 o'clock in the morning and couldn't get into the ranch because it's gated, obviously. So she bought a hotel room and then like she finds a way the next morning into the ranch. The ranch owner's wife was leaving. That's it. And she starts driving around, knocking on all the ranch hands' RVs, being like, "Hey, have you seen my boyfriend, fiance?" And then one of them goes, "Did you check inside that burned down car?"
Yeah.
And she just starts crying immediately. Oh, dude. She she finds the cabin I'm in. I'm passed out. Oh my God. Like, I'm just sleeping.
Yeah.
And she runs in crying and like gives me a hug or whatever. She was cool.
I love that.
Like, within 30 That's minutes, great. We were making jokes about it. Like, she's cool. Like, I wouldn't be able to have as many guns as I do and go hunting and shooting as often as I do if she wasn't cool.
That's hilarious. I can't find my boyfriend. Have you seen him? I don't know. Check that burned out car.
Yeah, exactly.
There's some crispy shit in there.
Like, he went, hang on, you stay here, I'll go check.
Yeah. No, he ain't here.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
Oh my God.
Dude, yeah, that was a shit show and a half.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
So this is why you never came to Mikey Two Names property. Now I understand. You don't have a vehicle to, that's why you want us to go to you.
Oh man, yeah, we get before it gets hot. We should all even if we're not like hunting.
Yeah, I'm down just to hang out, like just shoot, hang out. I mean, fuck, there ain't no season now anymore unless you want to shoot with hogs and coyotes, shoot squirrels, you know, but
yeah,
rabbits. But yeah, like we should just hang out. I'm down. Either
we're
there,
not too far. Let's
up,
do it.
Up there, his place, somewhere in between. We can go see your boy in College Station. That's like in the middle.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. That'd be awesome, dude.
Hell yeah.
He's a cool guy. Free Atomics.
We'll set this up.
I think he's from the he was in the Navy, but okay. He's in college now.
That's fine.
What's up?
I won't hold that against him.
Yeah, but he's cool. He's a like-minded person.
Nice.
And really cool guy. He's good. I met him on Twitter actually.
Okay.
Because he was
that's where all the best relationships happen, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he took me out deer hunting for the first time. I got my first whitetail in December.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I remember going through all like the tag process. I had to like pinpoint which county and zip code.
Oh,
I killed him.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at him as like, dude, I really appreciate you taking me out, but I think this might be the last time I ever go whitetail hunting. This shit is ridiculous.
Oh, I'm still down. Honestly, like this, I might have to like turn in my redneck card or whatever, but like, yeah, I was not raised a hunter. Like this is a later thing for me in life, you know, kind of like you, I guess. Mm-hmm. Right. I've never been deer hunting. I've been hunting like just for random shit, you know, like definitely hog hunting and shit like that, but I've never been like game hunting, you know, like to keep, go get a deer and keep it. I want to go, trying to get my son to go, but it never happens. So
yeah. And Texas, so there are like two primary conservation methods. You've got the one everyone knows about in the United States, where you have public land, you get tags, and you go out and do your thing. And then you've got the South African model, mm-hmm. which is where everything's privatized. Yep. And like you have to pay for a lease, like even if it's like a 24-hour weekend long lease, you pay for access to the land. In Texas, as you know, is the South African model.
Yep.
And it always like there's this weird like contention in the hunting community about Texas hunters, like, oh, you guys aren't real hunters. I'm like, bitch, I'm on a 50,000 acre ranch. What, this ain't hunting?
Right. Well, you're in a blind and blah, blah, blah. Well, first of all, it's November and it's supposed to be fucking cold, but instead it's like 75. So after I shoot this bitch and track it down, then I got to gut it and clean it really quick before it rots. And then I got to get somebody to come pick my ass up like a mile from the cabin. So yeah, this is hunting.
Yeah. I'm not big on blinds, mostly because I fall asleep.
That's the best place to do it, dude.
Yeah. And like you can only jerk off so many times in
exactly.
a blind before you get tired.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm more on like the spot and stalk at night.
Okay.
So like I'm like in a central location with night vision scanning.
But you can't fields. Spot and stalk deer in Texas.
You can. The terrain doesn't set itself nicely up for it. Most of the spots you're gonna find in Texas are gonna be like blind hunts. Because we got, especially in central Texas where this shit's so
too
thick.
Hilly. Yeah.
Good luck stalking through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you can see 10 feet, then you're gonna run into a hill at some point. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No dice.
It's been fun. Yeah, I got into hunting pretty late in life also. And I don't know how I went this long without it. Like it's a big part of like what I do now.
Yeah. Well, even like shooting too. Like I just, you know, I got into that later, you know, after I was mm-hmm. like out of college working and shit like that. It was just my, you know, like we were poor growing up. We just didn't have, we had guns. We just didn't shoot them because we're poor. So that's, mm-hmm. that's, we just didn't do it. Didn't waste the money on it. I shouldn't say waste. Mm-hmm. We just didn't spend the money on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I don't even shoot the way I need to shoot. Like I don't train as often as I need to train. But you know, I still love it. I love everything about it. I love being outside, hunting, shooting, all that shit. I like to fish. I just don't fish. It's just one of those, you know.
Yeah, you got kids too, right?
Oh, that too. And I do like it, but man, they're busy doing other stuff too. Like between now, like I'm a bad anarchist because all my kids are in public school, but everybody knows that already. Between like high school sports now and just ballet for the girls, and then like off season sports, and one of the girls is trying to get into sports now. It's just, dude, we're busy like every night. There's something going on.
Yeah.
Like always. Every night, every weekend, we're somewhere doing something. And it sucks. It's awesome, but it's very time consuming.
Yeah, I understand that. That's what I'm gonna try and steer selfishly, I'm gonna try and steer my kids into the things I'm into.
Yeah,
so like
yeah.
I fought for 16 years. So like, I'm going to be like, hey, I know you like this thing called baseball, but wouldn't you rather hit someone in the face?
Exactly. What do you think about the sweet science?
Yeah, like I remember last Christmas I went home and my nieces are getting into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So like nice. I was like rolling with them in the living room, and like one of my nieces is like 7. My other one's like 4. And like I had one in a rear naked chokehold, and like I wasn't applying any pressure, but like I was like on top of her, like holding her like I was going to choke her. I was like, face the problem. Face the problem.
Jesus.
Bow to your sensei.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's outstanding. I love it.
Oh man.
Yeah. You know, and yeah, I've often considered, I've over the last year, I've been working out with Mikey Two Names. We started in his dad's garage because all the gyms were closed thanks to COVID. And I never worked out. I mean, when I was a freshman in high school, I decided I was going to join the powerlifting team, which I did, and did not make it to one meet. I went to one practice. And we had zero supervision because it was like the drunk football coaches after school, like like dipping in the corner, just like, oh yeah, just go do whatever you want to do. And like we had like, so I know what to do. I had no idea what to do. So I almost hurt myself like the first day of practice. And I was just like, you know what? This is not enjoyable at all. So mm-hmm. I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore. And then I didn't lift like forever, essentially. So worked out a little bit with the wife when she and I were dating in college, and then a little bit after we had kids and moved to where we are now. But it was always for like a few months at a time, right? Mm-hmm. So started seriously working out with Mikey at, I guess it's been about a year now, and now we're in a gym, and it's, you know, it's relatively affordable now that the gyms are back open. But I've always considered, you know, like a boxing gym just to get more cardio with stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like a boxing gym or like a BJJ gym or something like that. But fuck, dude, it's expensive. Like my gym is like $40 a month. I'm not paying $300 a month to go to like Gracie Barra. You know what
dude,
I mean?
Dude, you're right, man. That's like one of my goals for this year, to start rolling again mm-hmm. or start boxing again. I'm not going to compete anymore because like I've got 7 concussions that I know about.
That's too much.
So like I was looking at the prices, and I used to pay $40 for like a boxing gym membership. This is like 2005, maybe $80 for a BJJ/ Muay Thai gym.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, you're right. Those it's are, like $300.
Yeah, dude, those are hood gyms. Like you can still find that, I'm sure. Like if you live like middle of Houston, I'm sure in Austin you could not find that. Mm-hmm. But like if like you're somewhere like south side of Houston, you can probably find a boxing gym for like under $100 a month, and it's going to be decent training, right? But it's going to be hood, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, you have to I have to drive to that. I don't live there. I don't live on the south side. Like out here, it's like some dude who trained under, you know, Rogelio Gracie's like nephew or whatever, and he's like, well, I'm gonna open a gym now, and I've won a championship in some obscure tournament. So yeah, it's $300 a month. Surprise, motherfucker. And I just can't, like, I'm out on that. Like it seems awesome. It's fun because they have weights and you get to train, and it's just kind of like a show up type deal. Like, you know, you go to your class to roll or to learn the the technique, but then there's also like the gym portion of it, right? But I can't swing that. Like, I got other responsibilities and bills.
Yeah, dude. God,
it's a lot.
You're telling me you're charging me $300 a month to have another sweaty dude choke me out? Yeah. I could get that for free on Grindr, dog.
Exactly, dude. They'll pay me to put their balls in my face. Come on. I'm not trying to do that.
What's the old joke? It's only gay if you make eye contact.
That's right.
Oh man, yeah, it's good. I want to start getting into it. I think the cheapest one I found here in Austin was about $80 a month. So I'm gonna dip my toes back into it. And I went to a couple open mats before COVID started, and man, I'm 33 now. I'm turning 34 in a couple months, and shit, these 22 year olds are just throwing me around. Like, I'm like, back in my day.
Yeah, exactly. Listen here, whippersnapper.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah, I got my ass handed to me, dog. It was embarrassing.
That's good though, but as long as you felt good afterwards, right? You got a little sweat on. It's good.
There's always this like. I don't know if this is every gym. I've only been a member of like maybe 10 gyms in my life, but like generally what you see is like, you've got this culture of like, oh, here's a new guy. How long's he going to last? He's part of a Groupon squad,
right.
Free month trial. And then they kind of haze you and shit. I'm just like, dog, I've been through this. Like, come on, let me just do my thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, this is a terrible segue, but I know you've got some other news coming up.
And
we've been trying to put this together for a while now, and I'm lazy, and I've lost all my motivation anymore. Thanks to COVID and lockdowns and work and everything else, Snowmageddons. So we're finally doing this, but what's your news? You've got an announcement to make.
Yeah, we've got the Guns and Bitcoin, the Guns and Bitcoin podcast.
I do.
They host, I think they started hosting it maybe a year or two ago, but it's called the Bear Arms and Bitcoin Conference here in Austin, Texas. And it's going to be cool. It's a 2-day conference. First day is like hands-on learning and speaker sessions. They've got Control Pew. Ivan is going to be in through video conference. Then, let's see. Suckboy Tony off of Twitter.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to get in touch with him and hang out before the conference. They're gonna and myself also. We're gonna be doing talks on the first day about I don't know what the other guys are talking about, but I'm gonna be talking about the intersections of these three discrete worlds that have been a huge part of my life over the last probably almost a decade at this point. Crypto, guns, and now 3D printed guns, and like. Talking about the intersection of those and like how the challenges all three faces are adoption challenges. How do we get more shooters? How do we get adoption in crypto? And then how do we get more shooters or interested in 3D printed guns?
Right.
And I'm going to be talking about like me being like the self-proclaimed Bob Ross of the Second Amendment Twitter. The conference organizers asked me to do a talk. And so that's going to kind of be the theme of my talk. And it's interesting because like you've got all these overlaps that you don't really like, for instance, like in the gun world, you've got, or rather in the crypto world, you've got these like maximalists, insert cryptocurrency. This is the only one that will ever work and it satisfies every need. And they're the maximalists. Well, in the gun world, we have Glock guys. and like all these like disparate tribes that develop. And I'm like, dog, like shut the fuck up. Like, let's just get more people using this shit.
Let me shoot my high point and be happy, bro.
Yeah, I know. but yeah, it's gonna be cool. And day two is gonna be the first 3D printed gun competition. So the private gun club, all my videos are filmed out on YouTube. They're hosting the shooting competition. And my boys who own a training company called Apostles Firearms Academy, AFA, they actually put together the formalized rules of 3D printed gun competitions.
Okay.
And they started a league for 3D printed guns. And so there's going to be a grand prize of $600 in Bitcoin for the winner, three different prizes that you can win. There's like an audience choice award too for like the most innovative or coolest one. So that's what this Hellfire lower is. I'm gonna be competing in there. And yeah, it's gonna be a really cool time, man. It's on April. I got their website up. It is April 10th and 11th. So next month, and it's gonna be really cool. They're gonna have a lot of super smart people who way smarter than me. I have no business sharing the stage with these people, but it'll be cool, dude.
Veritable experts in their field and Citizen Hush.
Yeah, exactly. When I announced it on Twitter, people were like, "Are you gonna wear the Snorlax onesie?" And I was like, "On day two, I will.
On day two." Yeah. Let's have one day of professionalism, please.
Yeah, exactly. Semi professionalism.
That's right. So where is that happening again? Did you mention that? Did I miss that?
Yeah, Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas.
What's the venue?
Oh shit! Let me pull that up.
Sorry, I didn't want you to have to do research on the fly.
Oh, no, you're good. It is going to be at the Wingate by Wyndham Hotel in Round Rock.
Okay.
That's the hotel. I'll shoot you a link on Twitter.
Yeah. Just curious. Because I'll rep it. I don't give a fuck. I might hell show yeah. up. Hell.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, it'll be cool, man. They're going to have a bunch of 3D printers on the floor to do like workshops and stuff. And like how to refine your prints and stuff. I think it's going to be specifically for firearms printing.
Are they going to have any like in-depth like round tables or anything on like how to cure whiskering on your prints or
maybe, I don't know. I'm not the guy to do it. I'm sure someone will know the answer.
Yeah, exactly. Bro, just fucking ESUN filament. Come on. Stop being a bitch. Spend the extra $2.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped for it. There's gonna be, I think, like 200 plus people showing up.
Nice.
And they've got a silent auction on their website where different people are off and sponsors are offering prizes to help raise money for Control Pew and Deterrence Dispensed. So I actually put up something for auction. It's a night of thermal hog hunting with Citizen Hush.
Nice.
So all the winner has to do is get to Central Texas, and everything else I cover everything from thermal, night vision, ammo, and all that good stuff. So we're trying to raise some money for the open source 3D printed gun world, and hopefully that one's popular with the crowd.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think it will be. Especially if you wear the Snorlax costume.
Oh hell yeah. Hell yeah. Oh man, but yeah, it's gonna be a good time. And I think hopefully I'll learn how to read and write by then, and able to put together some semblance of a presentation.
Exactly. No PowerPoint, right? Just a fucking whiteboard and drawings, just terrible drawings as you go. It'll be awesome.
I'm just gonna be doing like shadow projections with my hand.
Exactly. Nice, man. So like so what else you got? We got anything else going on? Anything else you want to touch on before we get out of here?
I think I broke the news actually in the last time I was on here, but I am now officially a firearms journalist with Guns America.
I think you did mention that, but I think I forgot that.
Yeah. Do you remember Clay Martin on Twitter?
No.
He's like a Green Beret. He wrote a couple books that got really popular, like Prairie Fire and Concrete Jungle, like maybe urban survival stuff based on his experiences.
Maybe I do remember the name.
Okay. He's actually a staff writer for Guns America.
Nice.
And he made the introduction after I started putting out really bad YouTube videos on my YouTube channel. And he was like, "Hey, you're getting better. Why don't you come do this professionally?" So now I am a firearms journalist for Guns America.
Boom. That's awesome.
Dude, this is all like trying to be part of my plan. My 3 to 5 year plan is to fucking leave the life I live now.
The corporate
work in the firearms competitive. Yeah. Work in the firearms industry in some capacity. I don't foresee myself being like a guy running a CNC mill or anything, because like I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
But, like, what if crypto keeps working out, I might just go up to Magpul and be like, "Yo, how much you want for a board seat? Whose dick I gotta suck?"
No shit, dude. Well, hey, I mean, if everything pops off the way it's supposed to pop off and you make a bunch of money, I mean, you could just put a CNC in the garage. And if you can run a 3D printer, you can run a CNC.
Oh, really?
So yeah, it's just you gotta program the shit, but I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You push the button, it goes.
You know the Ghost Gunner 3 that Defense Distributed put out?
Yep.
I'm probably gonna pick one of those up.
Oh, nice.
I gotta move into my new house first, but I'm thinking about picking up and start doing some big boy shit.
Yeah. But didn't you just move?
No. I built this house like 3.5-4 years ago. We're building another house and we're leaving Austin and going to so like a suburb of Austin.
I can edit out if you want me to.
What's that?
I can edit out if you want me to.
Oh shit. I'm moving to 3905.
Yeah. Got 35 on my recording.
Yeah, my one of my Twitter followers, he was like a former CIA contractor. I posted a picture of like the construction progress of my new house, and he DMs me and goes, "Hey, dude, looks like we're gonna be neighbors." I'm like, "Dog, I kept like everything out of that picture. How did you?" He's like, "I recognize the skyline. I lived up the street."
That's awesome.
I'm just picturing him looking at me through like spotting binoculars.
Yeah. Yeah, got that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And he's 527 yards out. We're good to go.
Yeah. But yeah, it's it'll be cool once we get the new place up and running. I'll start running that Ghost Gunner 3 and
there you go.
Dude, I'll be honest, like I'm tempted to just like hit up the people over there and just be like, "Yo, I am a fellow recovering engineer."
Yeah.
At this company you may have heard of.
Right. Exactly.
Well, think of the news headlines. Yeah. If you guys were to
How
coach
can
him.
I support you?
Yeah. Could you imagine that? Like if that like goes up on like TechCrunch, they'd be
no shit,
former
dude.
Blank tech company.
Yeah.
Goes to work with Cody Wilson's company.
That would be outstanding. I'd be happy about it.
Dude, yeah.
It could start an exodus. You never know.
I'm getting closer to that point. I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah.
Like another three, 5 years, I think.
Yeah.
I
think nice.
Where I could take that kind of risk.
Gotcha. Well, other than Guns America, where else can we find you?
Same place as Citizen Hush on Twitter, Citizen Hush on YouTube. I still go by a weird superhero name to protect my identity.
There you go. There you go. I was going to ask you if we're using real names yet, but so I guess you're going to present at Guns of Bitcoin under your
superhero name. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. That was one thing also, like I was kind of thinking about, I was like, yo, it'd be kind of cool to like have that Guns of Bitcoin conference be like my coming out of the closet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Part where I just basically lay out my resume. I'm like, this is who I am. In
exactly.
Real life.
Yeah. This is what I do. This is where I work.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
nah, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, exactly. And then my employer's just like, "We don't give a fuck." And I'm like, "Well, damn, all right." Yeah.
Thought it was gonna be a lot cooler.
Yeah, exactly. I remember on Twitter I was posting something and someone, this was when I went by my real name on Twitter, someone looked me up on LinkedIn and started tagging my employer on Twitter.
Oh,
like,
no.
"Do you realize one of your directors is posting this types of content?" And I was like, "Doc, first of all, no one important who makes those kinds of decisions pays attention to our Twitter."
Right, right.
And second of all, you a bitch.
Yeah, straight bitch move, dude. Are you serious right now? Yeah.
That's why I deleted like 60,000 tweets, I think.
And oh, wow.
So, and then also changed my handle to hide my real name.
But I do. I mean, I'm not at the level you are. But I still get worried about shit like that. I mean, I've never even said it's not hard to figure out where Mikey and I live necessarily. And I mean, I'm up front on my bio about where I'm from. It's in my handle. I'm Matty K from PA, from Port Arthur, Texas, the land of the trill. UGK, hold it down. Pimp C, rest in peace.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. But like people could probably put some of that together and figure out like where I am now based on other accounts, but it's like I check myself every now and then. Like, you can't, because I say some very inflammatory things on this podcast, and I just want to make sure I'm good to go. But yeah, I can't find myself just through like general web searches. So I think you're good to go.
Yeah. Once in a while, I think I put up a bounty like 2 years ago where I was like, yo, I'll Venmo $30 to anyone who can link this Twitter account to who I am in the real world. And no one was able to do it.
Yeah.
$30 admittedly isn't a very big bounty. So maybe,
is it,
maybe
is I didn't still bring out the there? Best. Like I got bills, bro. Like
that's a box of ammo, man.
That's half a tank of gas, dude. I'll take that. I live in Houston, so I got to drive.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck. Man. Yeah, it's weird too, because like we're not doing like we have opinions and they're not like mean opinions.
Yeah.
We like shooting guns. There's nothing wrong with that, but like for some reason it's like this taboo thing.
Well, I think weird. You're pretty safe. It's just that you're into scary pew-pews where some bitch boys might not like that. So
yeah, and you know, making scary pee-pees.
That's right. So well, all right, brother. Well, it's good to talk to you again.
You too, homie.
We definitely gotta hang on the line, and we might plan some of that as we continue. Yeah, but no, for the listeners, y'all know what to do. Like, share, subscribe, tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your dog, tell your 3D gun maker down the street. Listen to Racist State Podcast. We'll see y'all next week or whenever the fuck we put one out. Peace.
Hell yeah. Cross a 57 Chevy with a hillbilly band. Had a little honky tonk filled with one night stands. Take a telly on fire with a gonzo steel. And dark house space just to seal the deal. Yeah, top 40 country, better watch your back. Cause this hot rod's faster than your Cadillac. We'll be right back.